Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
The bad news, Dave.
It's the first time I've talked all day. Will you just leave me alone?
I want the bad news, please.
Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about some bad news, Dave?
All right. So, doctors in Texas said a man who came in complaining about frequent headaches and a fainting spell may have had a tapeworm in his brain over the past decade.
Oh, hell no.
I was hoping he was going to be part goat.
Officials said the man, who is from Austin, came in after fainting in the middle of a soccer game last year, told doctors he'd been experiencing severe headaches for months. An MRI revealed the man had a tapeworm inside of his brain. The worm was removed surgically. The man is now recovering, reported to doctors that his headaches have ceased. Doctors said the man may have contracted the tapeworm by eating undercooked pork in Mexico more than a decade ago.
And it goes to your brain?
Has just been hanging out in his brain. And you want to get some irony going here. They say the man's sister previously had a tapeworm removed from her brain years earlier.
Stop eating undercooked pork.
How does it go from your stomach all the way to your brain?
I mean, if you got 10 years.
It's got some traveling to do, seeing the world.
You and I were looking at, Audrey and I were looking at a video of a tapeworm the other day.
Your stomach, they're flat. They look like linguine.
They look like tape, you would almost say.
But like with like frayed edges.
Yeah.
Right. I was expecting more duct tape.
So it can move.
More duct tape.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So like, gross.
Odds are they probably contracted the tapeworm at the same time because they were on that vacation together. Mm-hmm. So they probably both ate the undercooked pork and got the brain tapeworms.
Isn't nature just awful? Sometimes you're like, oh, you eat something that just might not be cooked completely through, and all of a sudden, bonus tapeworm.
What's incredible is that a tapeworm can live inside of you for a decade and go to your brain and you don't die.
Yeah, because our brains are so absolutely fragile. How did it not just touch something and make like involuntary movements all over the place?
Right?
Men in Black.
Yes. But what happens if the tapeworm had like triggered the part where you just knew a bunch of languages?
All of a sudden you're speaking French, you're like, excuse me.
I'm pardon moi, I'm the mademoiselle. Some good news today as well.
I think it would probably be Spanish. They
it's a Mexican
Mexico,
tapeworm.
So.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. A North Carolina woman is celebrating a $1 million lottery jackpot.
Wow.
That she won less than 2 years after collecting a $4 million lottery jackpot.
Why are you still playing the lotto?
Linda Tate of Durham, North Carolina, the education lottery, said the Family Fair store in Durham, she selected a $30 colossal cash scratch-off ticket that earned her the $1 million prize.
$30?
A $30 ticket, yeah.
I want to know how much you put down for the $4 million win, then.
Yeah, we don't know. We just know that she uncovered the massive jackpot, and she knew what to do because she had previously visited lottery headquarters back in August of 2018 to collect a $4 million top prize for the Millionaire Bucks scratch-off. So both scratchers, not the Mega Bucks or anything like that, Powerball, just, you know, buying these big tickets, and it worked out not once but twice, $5 million in total.
What a dumb way to describe it. She knew what to do because she had already won a million. Yeah, you won. You go, you turn it in.
You walk
That's
over there and
do.
Go, hey, I have the winning ticket, and they go,
here's your
good
money.
Job, here's your money. What a riddle.
And Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But seriously, you've won $4 million. Why?
Oh,
why?
Get off your high horse.
Why?
You and I have won money gambling
Not
before.
Not that much.
And we always turn around and donk it back off.
The last time.
Always.
I pulled back. I pulled back.
Last time you won big, you pulled back?
Yeah.
And then eventually what happened?
No, I'm actually pretty good on my sports bets.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Willy Wonka here, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We find different ways to reinvest it in the city.
Uh-huh.
Let's not kid ourselves.
I'm supporting small business.
Casinos?
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So it seems like a never-ending cycle, right? People have different addictions, and they're always trying to cut back on whatever that thing is that they should do less, right? Maybe it's eating a certain type of food. Maybe it's drinking too much. Maybe it's smoking too much weed. Maybe it's gambling too much. Who knows? But everyone's always trying to improve themselves. And there's been things that have come along over the years, like the patch for cigarette smokers that you'll offer basically kind of like a nicotine drip that keep you from having those cravings if you're trying to quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Well, now there's a company that's doing the same thing, for people that are addicted to bacon.
Okay, I mean, I know.
Is that food, an actual addiction?
Food addiction's a real thing.
But and bacon specific?
Some people love bacon. I would say bacon was the kind of like hipster like food choice. You know, like bacon and avocado. You know, like everybody was like, oh, there's right. a bacon
avocado
bar. There's
toast.
Bacon on everything. People were just like obsessing about bacon for about 5
Candy
years
bacon.
There. Now I feel like we've kind of in a post-bacon era now. I feel like we've moved on past bacon.
I feel like bacon is a fairly big undertaking to make bacon. And so that would be the reason why probably I'm not addicted to bacon. Like if you go buy, say, a pack of cigarettes, you've got 20 cigarettes for you whenever you want, right?
Yeah. Right. Bacon's fast.
Bacon takes a little while to get out the pan and to fry it up, and bacon's not good when it's cold.
Or should we start selling packs
of bacon?
Pre-cooked bacon, like they do in cigarettes? So you just smack it down, you know,
yeah,
pop it out, you know.
Straight to the veins.
I want the Bacon Light 100s.
This the long ones. I get extra bacon with those.
I need the reds, the extra thick.
A plant-based company called Strong Roots has created the first meat patch is what they're calling it to help curb bacon cravings.
How does it do that?
I mean,
does it infuse your body with bacon grease?
Grease.
Yeah.
Like a nicotine patch?
It just says that studies have shown that scent can reduce food cravings. Our sense of smell is strongly connected to our ability to taste. Therefore, experiencing food-related cues such as smelling a bacon aroma can lead to us imagining the act of eating that food.
No.
Imagine eating enough bacon
uh-huh.
and you find yourself satisfied.
No. Like when you the time you want the bacon the most is like if you wake up and you smell bacon or if you smell the aroma of bacon, you're like, oh, I got to get me some bacon.
Uh-huh. You know what that would actually make me deter myself from wanting it is if it was like
they had a
that lingering
of a pig on there.
Yes, that.
Because pigs are cute.
They are so cute.
They really are.
But also
but
if it's
so
like
delicious.
That lingering smell of bacon. Like that yeah. 5 hours in your house after you've cooked the bacon smell.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's just lingering, stale.
I think the idea is interesting.
Once was.
But the like scratch and sniff patch that smells like bacon isn't, I don't know if that's the result that's going to curb my meat cravings.
If you just poke it and it made like a pig noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh God.
Yeah. It just starts reciting something from Charlotte's Web. You're like, oh God.
Well, when you remember that pigs have the like, you know, the brain capacity of like a 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah,
they're smarter than dogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, you're like.
But so I am.
God should not have made you delicious, though.
I am so glad that bad things are happening to this guy. He is a 73 year old. His name is Wolfgang Halbig. He's 73 again. The man has notoriously been tormenting the families of the Sandy Hook victims.
Oh, no.
He has been arrested in Florida after the father of a 6-year-old boy said that he shared his personal information to encourage other hoaxers to harass him at home, including his home address.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Yeah, this guy is just
you
such an awful, awful person. Yeah, I mean, you lose your kid, and then everyone tells you that you're making it up. And this guy would take pictures of what he thought looked like the kids grown up, and he would send them to the families continuously.
Okay.
So this guy deserves everything bad that's
like,
happened.
Lock that guy up and just beat him senseless in prison.
His name is Wolfgang.
Like you are
Wolfgang.
A
supposed
special...
to be already dead. That name's not been around for a million years.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
Wolfgang Puck is like the last person who was ever.
How dare you? Isn't there a Wolfgang in Van Halen? Isn't Eddie Van Halen's son named Wolfgang?
Yes. 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 He is.
Damn good musician.
Excuse me.
I mean.
Anyway, I'm glad that this particular Wolfgang is hopefully going away for a long time.
You have to be a real special kind of a douchebag, an awful person to
certain kind of evil to do something like
those
this.
Sorts of people. And you know, like I know we're not supposed to wish ill upon anyone.
Oh no, no.
I wish all the ill.
Yep,
all of it.
So new pre-orders for Motorola's $1,500 foldable Razr phone have been delayed until mid-February because it's such a hot item right now. So it's $1,500, which is more expensive than, say, a new iPhone. People are freaking out about this.
The flip phones?
It's a flip phone, but it's got a screen kind of like you'd see on an iPhone.
Yeah.
But it's foldable, so that way you can be on it and do that cool.
Love it.
Like I saw a guy walking out of a restaurant, an older gentleman this weekend, not being ironic and having a foldable Razr or anything cool like that. It was just an old school flip phone. And as he was walking by me, he was finishing his conversation and he went whoosh, and I was like, man, there is something cool about that.
Absolutely.
$1,500 seems a little much.
Yeah.
When you get on the payment plan.
People are freaking out about this.
Never.
And so as a result, they've had to push back the orders on a lot of them because the pre-sales have been so strong. So they're saying that you can't even order one until mid-February.
This is a lie.
That's insane.
This is such marketing garbage.
You think so?
I love it.
You know what this is? This is a problem in manufacturing, much like we've saw with Samsungs that you were foldable. Because guess what happens when you start folding?
Yeah.
Then you end up breaking them. So it's like, oh, everybody wants them, so we're going to have to slow down. No, they are not. Nobody's looking to pay $1,500 for a foldable Razer phone.
Big old grumpy, I'm going to buy one.
Me too.
Really?
I'm buy one for each year.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So,
go deaf in like 2 weeks.
Conversation over.
Big little crabs.
I was reading on Reddit not too long ago that parents now are punishing their teenagers who have smartphones by taking out the SIM cards and putting them in old BlackBerries that have no internet access. So you can still text.
And that is such a boss move.
But I was like, ooh,
that's smart.
Evil genius.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so who do you all think is the most different outside the show than they are when they are actually on the show? I know this is a job for all of you, but one of you may lead a secret second life that you all don't want us to know about.
Message deleted.
Mahoney for sure. Without question.
How dare you?
I mean, on the show, he's always been known as the beer drinking, over the top, ridiculous opinions. And then on the weekends, he goes to Disneyland and sits at home in his pajamas when he's not going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm worn out from being, I got to recharge the batteries, Dave.
Uh-huh.
It's hard being that angry all the time.
Need some off days.
It's not
a swipe at you saying that. That's, I just think the reality. For me, there's no layers to this onion. This is just it.
Ian's the weirdest one out of all of us, but
he's weird on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm an open book here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer, if I had it my way, I would be doing the show from home alone, every day.
Lord.
What do you mean?
How?
I like you guys. I like talking to you guys.
That's clearly something that somebody would say that likes other people.
I would rather just be at home in my boxers and not have to actually drive in.
Drive in? You live 3 minutes away.
It's three extra minutes a day. I could be doing nothing.
We've tried that before, Mahoney, doing the show from a remote location.
Uh-huh.
It's terrible. Yeah. God, it's awful.
How dare you?
It's so bad.
What are you talking about?
It's terrible. You don't have the same chemistry. You can't figure out when to talk. You fall apart, man.
I'm sleeping. That's why.
what's quite hilarious, too, is that we get here and we're actually sitting. We sit.
It's not like we're doing anything.
You get into your car.
This
you sit.
Talk
you talk get out of your car.
About
and you
voicemails
sit.
For 4 minutes, and then you go back to browsing new Nikes to buy on the internet and booking Disneyland cruises.
How dare you? It's Jordan's.
Whatever.
Please leave a message
Nikes.
After the tone.
No, they're not.
Guys, I'm burnt out, or at least I think I am. How does someone know that they are? How do I know I'm burnt out? I always feel tired. I don't want to do anything. Do I have mono or something, or am I legit burnt out?
Message deleted.
Well, let's go to the expert, Mahoney.
Yeah, you're just over life. I get you. We've done it. We've
done
a lot. No,
Mahoney.
Man. It's hey, life is cool, but I've seen most of it. 38 years, but all right.
You're 38 years and you're over it.
I peaked, I know it's not going to get, it's like we assume that it's going to get better.
It probably will, Mahoney.
Nah.
Don't throw in the towel yet, man. Come on.
I'm throwing in the towel.
Come on, dude.
I'm just sitting here. I'm just like, eh.
That's why you should have a kid, man.
No.
You've gotten to the point where there's nothing else for you. Have a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like a good idea.
Have a kid.
Yeah, have a kid.
It'll bring joy and purpose back into your life.
It's not so much the joy of having the kid. It's that when you go on vacation and get away from the kid, you realize what it's like to be excited about life again.
So have the kid to remind you about your solitude.
I'm so free.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So our favorite pharma bro is in more trouble. He is charged with once again fixing the pricing for life-saving drugs.
Oh,
you may remember the name Martin Scorelli. He is currently serving a 7-year sentence for securities fraud. The FTC, joined by the New York Attorney General, now says that he helped orchestrate an elaborate anti-competitive scheme to control the market on Daraprim, the drug used to treat all sorts of different diseases that are results from infections by a parasite found in cat feces and contaminated food. It can be deadly in individuals that have HIV or AIDS. And former pharmaceutical executive Kevin Mulready said that the parent company, also named defendants in the case, were marking up the price of this from $17.50 a tablet. Keep in mind, this is a necessary drug for people in order to keep them alive in some circumstances.
And this is just one of many, especially if you're afflicted by this particular ailment, you're going to need this to stay alive. But the one that Martin Scorelli really became famous above was because they bought the EpiPen trademark,
right,
and ended up jacking the price up 600%, as if people don't need EpiPens.
Right. EpiPens, you know, if you're having an allergic reaction to something, yeah, I mean, like, you can die on the spot.
Yeah.
If you don't have an EpiPen, and all of a sudden you go, oh, well, instead of them being, you know, $20, they're now $600. Yeah. How about this, though? In the case of this drug, $17.50 a tablet, he marked it up to $750 each.
Oh, that's got
to
be like a writing error, like he forgot to put the dot back in there.
Yeah. an increase of more than 4,000%.
I don't know if like the seventh circle of hell exists. But this guy definitely belongs there. Could you imagine if back, you know, when Alexander Fleming was discovering penicillin, he was like, you know what?
I'm going to try to make as much money off this as possible.
They are. People with type 1 diabetes are being wrung dry of all resources.
You have to
buy those little things, like the little the blood sugar monitors, and even just the pumps. Oh, it's thousands and thousands of dollars over your entire life. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The only massively growing business inside the United States is healthcare.
Absolutely.
To take care of people, and it's because there is such a giant profit margin because we're all trying to stay alive. And it's just so dirty.
It's the worst of the worst.
It really is. There are special
people
type
over
of
profits.
I have to pay you every single month in order to have health insurance, and then pay a copay whenever I'm in there, and then I can't even be able to bust myself if I need an ambulance. I have to pay thousands of dollars for that too. Cool.
So an Australian woman sadly has passed away, but I'm not going to say that this is how I want to die, but it's on the list. She died while taking part in a cake eating competition.
I mean, that's a top three way to go.
I think so too.
Yeah. What kind of cake, though? That's the real question.
So it was a lamington, which is a traditional Australian dessert. I don't think I've ever had one. They're like cube-shaped sponge cakes dipped in chocolate and covered in grated coconut.
Oh, actually, that sounds pretty good. It looks like a coffee cake covered in coconut. Ooh. It looks delicious. Yep. I'm still top three way to go.
Yep. So if you recall, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when this story first came out. There was the guy down in Tempe, Arizona, and he was going around town and he was painting male genitalia on all sorts of things.
They dubbed him Penis Man.
Yes. So they have...
A little redundant, right? You know, I mean, he's like...
Oh, my God. I just envision a cape flapping.
It's not a cape.
Is he carrying a bag? What is that? Well,
is that his super sack? So they caught him?
So they caught the guy. But 25 heavily armed SWAT officers busted into his condo to arrest him. You're like, guys, like, he's just painting junk on things. Like, I
wish they would have just sent like a bunch of doctors and like, and then when they got him, they like performed a vasectomy.
And then after that, it's like.
Just not as dramatic.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake, fake news. News.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Tyler is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Tyler? How you doing, man?
Woo! I'm doing fantastic, man.
You sound fantastic.
I made breakfast. I'm doing great.
You woke up at 4 in the morning and made breakfast. What did you make for breakfast?
Well, while my lady was sleeping, I made her some, what's that called? Huevos Ranchos, but the white version, so I put it on toast.
Ooh.
That's just intrigued.
That's just scrambled eggs, bro.
On toast.
But it's fancy, Dave. Yeah, there's an avocado lingering nearby somewhere.
I see.
I'm rooting for you today, Tyler. That was great.
Sounds like you're off to a good start today. All right, so here's how this game works. I've got three stories for you. All of them sound like they are fake. Only one of them actually is. It's your job to spot the fake news. Mahoney and Audrey can help you because they don't know the correct answer, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so first up, a 35-year-old Florida man from Winter Park was arrested on allegations of urinating in the middle of a road while directing traffic. Terrence Rouse was arrested at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday on charges of indecent exposure of his junk. According to the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, a deputy on routine patrol spotted vehicles stopped at the intersection with a man later identified waving at vehicles to go around him. The deputy said that there originally looked like there was an accident, and so he stopped, but he saw the man then going number one in the middle of the road and using his other hand to wave drivers past him. The deputy conducted a traffic stop, and that's when he said that Rouse reported to him, quote, "I drank a lot of water and couldn't wait for the light," apologizing. He was the passenger in the vehicle. When the driver was interviewed by authorities, he said there was a backpack inside of the car that belonged to Rouse, according to the officials. It had a bottle with marijuana residue, a digital scale, and baggies that were found in the backpack, none of which should make you have to suddenly urinate.
So
if you're drunk, yeah, but just having a little bit of weed? I don't know. Seems strange. He was taken to jail.
Detailed.
The reason I would say that this may not be 100% true is because if I was nude at 1 p.m. in the middle of a intersection directing traffic, you know how those airline guys have those little sticks?
You just use that instead?
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
You said little sticks, right?
Getting all over your toes and stuff.
Just, go through.
So a local man in Sioux Falls, Iowa, was arrested earlier on Thursday after police found him berating people with loud music and laughter after they slipped and fell on icy spots in a local Walmart parking lot. "It's something that needed to happen to make light of all of the gloomy weather we've had lately. I didn't know that people would get so mad about falling to such a happy song." He was playing the Benny Hill song, so when he knew where the icy patch was, and as they would walk up to it, he would start blaring.
Oh my gosh. So that whenever they were falling, their feet were like going all over the place like a cartoon. Okay. That's actually pretty funny.
That is the hero that we need.
Absolutely.
So the police said after we arrived at the scene, there was something very disturbing. My partner and I almost slipped and fell on the ice, and that's when we heard the Benny Hill music, said the police. Anyway, we got up and arrested the man after a small chase around the squad car with the song still playing.
I mean, why are they arresting him, though? Is it illegal to play music?
It's antagonizing. They took him in, they questioned him, and then they released him after
I hope he sues the hell out of them. That is garbage.
Can you just imagine the chase around the police car?
I 100% believe this is true. God, what petty, tiny...
That one's
got to
be true.
Oh, I hope so. To be. I feel like, Ian, this is something that you would do, actually.
I love it.
I love Benny Hill.
And then the
start doing it.
The final one here is a Florida man with no arms and no legs is, quote, armed and on the run, according to police.
Oh, no.
Authorities in Florida are searching for an armed quadruple amputee who has reportedly been on the run, hoping to question him about his involvement in a serious felony. His name is Sean Petzino. He is 30 years old. He reportedly lost his legs, hands, and parts of his arms years ago. Police say he moved in with his parents last week after separating from his wife because of some serious financial issues. He was last seen on an ATM surveillance camera, although police say he's currently a person of interest and not an official suspect in the felony. A spokesperson did say that you should use caution because he may have a gun. A prosthetics expert told the Orlando Sentinel that you don't need a hand to shoot a gun, just the will, as most guns can apparently be fired by the handsless without special devices.
Oh, my gosh.
So, again, dude with no arms, no legs is armed and on the run.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's true. It's Florida.
So we have
100% true.
Three stories here. Only one of them is fake. We have the guy going number one in the middle of the road. We're trying to wave traffic around. We have the dude playing the Benny Hill music and
getting
the cops mad at him. And then we have the Florida man with no arms and no legs being armed and on the run. Only one of them is fake news. Mahoney, what do you think?
Those are
Those are tough.
I told you, I feel like if I was going to be directing traffic in the nude, there'd be a certain way that it would have to go down. And do you know those, like, New York City cops who are directing traffic who got the whistle and then they do, like, the windmill with their arm?
Uh-huh, kind of like that. Like, it's time for everyone to go through.
Is that a lasso? It doesn't get that much range.
That's why I don't believe that. I believe that's the fake news.
That's why it was a traffic jam. Nobody could see anything. Where to go.
You can't just see a guy in Florida standing in the middle of the road taking a leak. Because I can. But Audrey, what do you think?
I'm going to go with that one, too. Just because I feel like it's Florida.
Yeah.
Florida has to have something like that happen. And I just really want the second one to be true.
I want the second one to be true so bad. And I know the third one is 100% true. I can tell you that. That's the one I am for certain is true, is
and
the
aside from
armed
that,
and dangerous
ever,
guy.
Who's ever high and just like, I got to pee and can't hold it?
Well, don't ask.
All right, Tyler, what do you think, man? It's time to make a decision here.
Well, the team's saying one.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
They don't know.
Go with
and
your gut.
I'll tell you this much.
I get it wrong.
they're idiots.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna go with their answer. I'm trusting them.
Don't. You probably shouldn't do that.
Oh no! Did we just deter him? Is it the second one? The second one's false, isn't it?
Wait, does that mean Dave's shaking his head?
He's looking at us. Okay, change your answer. I think
he did say we are idiots.
Oh, we're idiots. I'll go with the second one.
Okay.
Benny Hill.
Well, maybe he's just trying to get me to change my answer.
No, Tyler, we're wrong.
It's gotta be the Benny Hill.
Oh, we're wrong.
What's your final answer, Tyler?
I'm going to say it's number two.
You are correct. Woo! You did it. Congratulations.
Man, that sucks. I wanted this to be so true.
It can't be against the law to be playing music while people are falling down.
I mean, it's now that we know that it's not against the law, guess what I'm doing today?
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal. Weight loss teeth? It's Pop Trash!
So there's been talk about trouble in paradise with Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. The Daily Mail was reporting that he had this soiree at his $23 million mansion in Washington, D.C. that was attended by all of these rich and powerful people.
Does that seem kind of...
And Lauren Sanchez was just nowhere to be seen at this party. Well, that's because she literally wasn't standing at the front door and the Daily Mail was not invited to his party.
Wouldn't you think Jeff Bezos would have a more expensive home than $23 million in D.C.
That's
considering
just
how
his D.C. house. Come on. He's got the super condo in New York City that's like, what, $100 million
or
something?
Oh, is that what the main residence?
Yeah. And then, well, then Seattle as well. He lives like two houses down from Bill Gates. And
God, that's sick. Why so many homes?
Well,
because he's the richest man in the world. Yeah. Why not?
I do find it to be interesting that now that as soon as the Saudi Arabia talk comes out about Jeff Bezos' WhatsApp being hacked by Mohammed bin Salman, I find it interesting that they're like, no, it was his girlfriend who sent all of these photos. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that seem like that's probably like disinformation coming from Saudi Arabia trying to like muddy the waters there? Because we never heard a peep of that. We knew it was her brother, but now that like she's sending it to her brother,
well,
to me that seems
so
like...
There's two different things here. Like there's allegations that she talked about her relationship with Jeff Bezos to her brother. It's not like she's sending Jeff Bezos dong pictures to her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be so bizarre and weird.
Why would you
weird.
Do that? So, like you said, disinformation certainly. But despite all of that, Jeff Bezos is like, yeah, I don't really care about any of this stuff.
And she's still hanging around.
Yeah.
She must be pretty spectacular.
In what regard, Mahoney?
Every way. If you're going to leave your wife and give up, what was it?
$13 billion.
Yeah. That's a hefty price tag.
Must be pretty good.
But also, how awesome does she feel right now? The wife who's just like, I'm so glad I'm so far away from all of this, and I got an extra $13 billion sitting around now. Cool
website that sells books, Jeff. See you later. So Octomom is back in the news, and the reason why is because she posted a photo of her 8 children as they celebrate their 11th birthday. Can you believe they're 11 already?
I can't believe it's been 11 years.
Yeah. In 2001, she gave birth to her first child, a son. In 2002, she gave birth to her first daughter. She continued IVF treatments, which resulted in 3 further pregnancies, including 1 set of fraternal twins for a total of 6 kids, 4 sons, 2 daughters. And then she had her 8 kids after that, bringing it up to 14 kids in a 3-bedroom home in Orange County, California, and that's why she went from being a quote-unquote reality TV star, because when all this was happening, when she was pregnant with 8 kids, they did a reality show around her, Octomom. Go figure, right? And then after that, people stopped caring because that's what they do with reality stars. And so she decided she's going to start doing the adult movies. And
no.
I think she stopped doing that since. I don't know.
Yeah, she has. That is a litter of children.
She is now 44 years old. But yeah, 14 kids.
Why is it that the stupidest people have the most kids?
You know, it's a good question.
Why? What is there a correlation there?
Yeah.
I mean, because what is that? 14? 14 kids that she had? 8 plus 6? That's 14.
Yeah, I just said 14 like three times. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I was thinking about other things. I was trying to do the internal math.
You're still thinking about Lauren Sanchez in bed, aren't you?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why did you do that? Why?
Why did you do that, Karen?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
Of course, not everyone named Karen is somebody that would complain in the fashion that these people do. There's a lot of good Karens out there.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, come on, my homie.
You think?
There's a lot of good Karens out there, but unfortunately, these Karens give all Karens a bad name.
Don't be a Karen apologist, Dave.
I'm not. These are the Karen Chronicles. These are all real reviews from women named Karen that are complaining loudly about experiences they've had and at well-reviewed places. The first one here is from a restaurant called Red Curry in Beaverton, Oregon. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Ah, yes, Beaverton.
So,
this time of year.
Noel C. said 5 out of 5 stars. Okay, so good. Definitely recommend this place. We got the chicken pad thai and the curry, and it was so amazing. Michaela said, it's so good. My husband isn't a fan of Thai food, but he loves it here. The peanut sauce is really good also.
Love Thai.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And Karen B. said 1 out of 5 stars. Let me preface this by saying I've eaten a lot of Thai food in this life. Having eaten Thai food for the better part of a decade, I can confidently say this is my first and only time here. When I arrived, I noticed a sign on the outside window that the place was hiring. I didn't like the sign because it started with my rules. Using my exhibits separatism and stems from ego. Rules implies an authoritarian mindset of the owner who sees themselves as upper than you. Do you want that separatist energy in your food, or do you desire love and harmony to be in your food? The woman serving the food never smiled. It appeared that she was stressed and burnt out. I do not desire burnout to be in my food, so I'll pass for future visits.
I don't want anybody's love in my food. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Can you get your love and harmony out of my food,
can
please?
Can you put a love net over the hair net?
Can I have my harmony on the side, please?
In a little ramekin, please. This is a Goodwill in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, wait. I might agree with some of these things that this Karen's about to say.
Well, this is a 4 out of 5 stars. Kathleen said 5 out of 5. Sure, donating stuff makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, but it's even better when places like this make the donating so gosh darn easy.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's even better when you find a good deal inside. David K. said 1 out of 5 stars. Didn't think donating could be any easier. The sole purpose of this facility is to accept items, process them, and then give you a receipt. They're pretty much open all day, 7 days a week. It's a breeze.
Sounds like a very well-run Goodwill. I like to hear that.
Karen Q said 1 out of 5 stars. No product selection. Poor selection of women's shoes. Men's section is also teeny weeny. Overpriced shoes. You get the stuff for free. Some marked at $19.99. What the hell? Virtually no size extra small in anything like women's shirts. Search for some hoodies. Nothing. Not even a basic black hoodie. Nada on the curling irons, straightening irons, hair dryers, what have you. I'm not from here at all. Strange vibes from this whole entire city.
Whoa.
I don't like you, Goodwill. More like Badwill.
Karen, go to a Macy's.
Yeah, there are other stores. Listen, extra smalls, go somewhere else.
It's a thrift shop. Like, what do you expect? Like, you can't be that demanding.
Donated items, man. Or woman.
This is the Louisville International Airport.
Have you ever flown out of the...
I have.
Did you have a good time?
Did I have a good time? It was fine after a couple glasses of wine. It's definitely not the best airport in the country.
Okay.
I will say that.
Well, Karen would probably agree with you. This is 4.5 out of 5 stars, but just to give you a little bit of context here, Bethany said 5 out of 5 stars. She said, so far, it's my favorite airport, and that's not because I live here. It's international. Everything you need just makes sense. Zach H. said, 5 out of 5 stars, nice airport.
They're lying.
Small, and they don't harass you. You don't go through too much security. Plus, it's never been too busy when I've flown. Karen H.
They work
said,
for the airport.
1 out of 5 stars.
It's well-rated, Audrey. It's well-rated.
By every pilot and everybody. This is all eyes.
Nice airport.
Wait, is Audrey have a, is she riding on a noom de
pomme? Ca-Audrey.
A noom?
Ca-Audrian.
Are you a secret Yelp Karen?
I am.
Is that what's going on here?
Karen H. said, 1 out of 5 stars. I hate the TSA. It's dumb on a whole new level, and I can't take it. Saving the world one belt and shoe at a time. I saw that and started shaking my damn head. Let me tell you, they just scream at you, take out your laptops. Take out your laptops. We get it. You need us to take out our laptops. How about instead of saying a word and trying to save the world, you don't say anything at all, Louisville.
Damn, Karen.
Have you never flown anywhere else in the world, Karen?
They literally do that at every airport.
But it's annoying. Take out your laptops.
No, it's not annoying. No. It's because if you don't take out your laptop, you're slowing the line down.
And finally, this is the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington. 4 out of 5 stars. Mark Beautiful. B. said, it's well worth the cost and wait to capture the views. KDP said, yeah, I love it. It's an amazing wonder, and it's a view that you, if you can handle the heights, it is astounding. Karen A. said, 1 out of 5 stars. Ridiculous, expensive, poorly run, boring. It wouldn't be worth the money at half the cost. They appear to have scoured the city to find the most stoned and smelly teenage boys and girls to make sure that they're always understaffed. Oh, and enjoy the 5-minute wait for an elevator up to a floor with no bathroom. It's one big monument to inconvenience. Go at your own risk. You've been warned.
I mean, I do kind of understand if there is no bathroom down there, like, or on the top of the Space Needle.
Yeah.
What do you, like...
Yeah, because if you have to go all the way back down and have to, like, hold it, can you imagine, like, tippy-toeing?
What is the old wives' tale? Like, if you throw a penny off of the side of the Space Needle, it'll, like, submit itself, like, a foot into the ground?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
If you drop something off the Empire State Building, you'll kill somebody with a penny.
Oh.
That's the story.
Maybe you'll hit a Karen.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Audrey has this huge canister of trail mix, and trail mix comes with peanuts, and it comes with M&Ms, and it comes with raisins.
Mm-hmm.
But she was standing over, I mean, how
and
big
cashews,
is that?
And cashews.
How big is that bag? Does
it's
it
larger.
That looks like
it's the largest bag.
It's like a 2-pound bag.
Yeah.
And she was
2.2 pounds.
It's 2.2 pounds.
Damn.
So she's standing over the trash can and hand-picking out each raisin one at a time and throwing it away.
Because raisins don't belong in this bag.
Yes, they do. Raisins are a delicious soft part of it.
Okay, well, great news. You guys are all getting raisins today.
M&M's don't belong in trail mix.
You get some raisins.
Yep, they're gross. Sorry.
Do you not like grapes either?
No, grapes are fine. I just don't like the dehydrated, like they've been out in the sun all day long. Like
they're
that work, is actually
the
no.
They're
no,
work.
They
they've
don't
got
taste
a, they've got a bodybuilding competition coming
you,
up.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem is?
Fish are drying out. They're cutting weight.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Does anyone else in the room hate pictures of themselves? I mean, people have told me that that's weird, but others said that that's totally fine. I really don't get it, but I'd rather look at photos of other people than look at my dumb face, you know?
Message deleted.
I mean, unless it's a good picture, in which case I just can't get enough of it. I'm like, I wish I'd invent 5 more social media platforms so I could post it on that, too.
I wish I looked the same way that I see myself in the mirror.
I am with you on that.
That I do in pictures.
You're sitting there, you're like, I'm feeling pretty good. And then you open your phone and the camera's facing you and you see all your chins and you're just like,
oh, the front-facing camera's the worst whenever you're not expecting it. If you're trying to do something.
You're sitting there texting. Like, you realize how you look to your significant other because you're laying on the couch. You're just all like,
like a blob
like a
of
total
flesh.
Blob and just disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, got to lose respect for them for sleeping with you.
Why is
I'm always the little spoon. No, the big spoon. I'm always the big spoon.
Why is there... Okay,
can't see.
Why is there such a disconnect between what we see with our own eyes and verse photos? Like, It just, it's vastly different.
Well, especially guys. Like, we're just so bad about that. Like,
yeah.
How many just butt ugly dudes do you know that think that they got it going on?
All sorts of them.
A lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you kind of have to, though.
She just kind of side-eyed you.
What?
Nothing. Never, don't worry about it.
I was just looking at you. Uh-huh. You were talking and you said something. Uh-huh. I was not.
If you don't have confidence, though, that's the one thing that you, like, if you, at least if you're ugly and you do have confidence, you have that going for you. Because I know guys who will just, like, have no problem, like, striking out 1,000 times in a row, and then they will hit one out of the park every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
possible. Because they've got a personality.
Yeah. I mean, it is. But, I mean, it's like, you're like, how did that guy end up with, I mean, outside of being rich, right?
Yeah. Personality can make you laugh.
No. I mean, I have a...
Great in bed. There's a plethora of things.
What?
What's that
like?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Here's a question for your voicemail. If your big boss gave you a call today on your personal line and said, I need to talk to you, what would pop into your head as to why, like, what they were asking? Are you in trouble? Are you about to be praised? I need to answer from all of you, really.
Message
after this morning?
No, if the big boss called us, it would definitely be good news. It would be like, hey, we're going to give you some huge opportunity within the company, blah, blah, blah. Because if they're going to fire us or give us bad news,
it wouldn't be from him.
No, yeah, they're not going to bother themselves with that. They have one of their underlings do it.
Yeah, you're talking like the head of the company.
People like to share good news, right? And so they would call to deliver the good news. If it's bad news, they're like, yeah, have Bossy Rossi or some other pointless middle manager fire him.
Yeah, have Bossy Rossi hire a middle manager that's the middle of his management to fire those clowns.
If Bossy Rossi ever brings on an assistant, we know what's coming.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, Audrey, did you ever have a crush on any of your friends' dads when you were growing up? Adolescence is weird. Dude, so that must have happened. Don't call me a creep either. It's just a question, bro.
Oh, no. Well,
you are,
absolutely.
You are a creep.
She instantly started shaking her head.
Absolutely. There was always this one dad that all of us thought were cute, and we were friends with that guy, and we always teased him for his dad being so hot.
Was he not good
but
looking?
But twist of, yes, he looked just like his dad. So, I mean, they legitimately look like the same human being. He's growing up to look just like his dad. He is a great looking guy. His wife is absolutely beautiful. And yeah, we always, like, it was just that one guy, like that one guy's dad.
Wouldn't it be nice to have awesome genetics?
But did you guys do that flip the coin? Did you guys have like a friend whose mom was hot?
Oh, yes.
So
and
it was the same.
When I think back on it, it was almost all of them.
See, oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
My mom was the hot mom.
Oh,
so she was.
I'd
beat the hell out of my friend. Like, why is my mom beautiful? And I'm like over here and I look like a troll. Like, what? Like, what happened? Like, where was the... Oh, wait, that's my dad. Thanks, Pops.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the least extreme way that you've ever hurt yourself? And I tell you what, man, you guys already shared some pretty good stories
here. The text line is blowing up right now.
Out to dinner with my friend and our ladies, decides to be a big baller and order the tomahawk ribeye midway through cutting his first bite. Oh, boy. He ends up trying to slice through the bone and ends up taking off a huge chunk of his finger instead.
Oh, my God.
This one's pretty gross, too.
I mean, like, do you suck the marrow out of that?
Yeah.
Of your finger?
If anybody's ever eaten that.
I had to have hemorrhoid surgery, so I wanted to see what it looked like.
Oh, no.
Before getting those things cut off. So I climbed on the bathroom counter, fell off, and broke my arm. Worst part is, I had to explain the whole thing to my HR so I could get it covered by insurance.
Put a mirror on the ground, man.
Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He tried to bend over on top of the sink.
Oh,
so
you tried to get
sing.
Up on the counter so you can. Can you imagine if somebody just walked into the bathroom? You're like,
bent over.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Is this not how bidets
down.
Work?
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The least extreme way that you've ever hurt yourself. This one got texted over to us by Lindsay. She said that she was walking into her house, minding her own business. It was more of a shuffle, honestly, and I tripped over something invisible. I fell and busted open my shin. I still have the scar, and so every time I look at it, I hate myself all over again.
Did you see on the text line that somebody's mom actually is the one who processed the claim of the dude who fell over and broke his arm after bending over and just checked out his hemorrhoids?
I mean, you can't, like, I mean, doesn't that, like, violate HIPAA?
I mean, probably, but like, if you had something like that happen to you, you go home and you tell the family.
You got to tell the world.
Nah, man.
I tripped over my own feet while walking up the stairs, hit my knee on the edge of a cement step at my friend's house, fractured my kneecap, and needed surgery. I would love to say that it was one thing, but I'm always tripping over my own feet and hurting myself.
Like, if it's a knee injury, you got to be like, it was basketball or hockey or football, but just a concrete step.
Ryan said, about once a week, I'll bite the inside of my cheek or tongue while chewing food or texting this very average morning show.
Is that not the worst feeling in the world? How stupid do you feel when you bite yourself?
Oh, the worst.
Like, kind of frequent. He's right. That point right on the inside of your mouth. And then it hurts for like an hour.
And then you always bite it whenever you're trying to avoid it, too.
Yeah.
Like, worse.
You can't avoid it.
Matt said, I sneezed as soon as I got out of the shower and my feet slipped and I hit the top of my nose. And I hit my nose so hard that both of my eyes were pure red, bloodshot for two weeks after that.
Oh, no.
I've thrown my back out sneezing. Like I had to lay down for almost an entire day. Because, I mean, if it's a violent sneeze and nobody's around, you kind of just let it go, right?
That's
traditionally
so
dramatic. You just, and then, you know, your back seizes up because I'm using muscles that I don't normally use.
Shane said, I was restocking those 1.5-ounce individual cereals and pulled a muscle in my lower back. Put me out of work for 2 days. Thank God for being salary. I still got paid. 1.5-ounce individual cereals. Like those little ones that you get like on the Continental Breakfast at Hampton Inn.
Was he doing a dance move?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's heavy stuff, man. Shanna on Facebook said, I got my foot sucked into the side of the steps on an escalator while I was just standing there minding my business.
That is no joke.
Broke three toes, stripped the skin off of two of them.
If you ever want to never ride an elevator again, read about escalator injuries. It is horrifying. Man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is the least extreme way that you've hurt yourself? And boy, we got some good ones that are coming in. Big Will, walking the dogs. They got spooked, ran, pulled on a leash, tore my rotator cuff.
Were they Yorkies?
They can run fast.
Jessica, I was laying on the couch, sat up, threw up my back or pinched a nerve. I was only 25 years old when that happened.
Whoa.
Yeah.
One time I was going to a soccer camp at University of North Carolina, and I had cleats that were too small. And I, like, stubbed my toe somehow, some way. Later on, I was at a water park, and my big toenail fell off.
The water?
No idea where the toenail went.
Shut that whole place down.
What a fun surprise for someone.
Especially if you're, like, screaming, going down the water slide, and your mouth was open.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
That monster.
Toenail straight to the throat.
Edward, my shoulder was dislocated while I was sleeping. Fourth time it was dislocated. First two times skateboarding. Third time dad's pool. Fourth time sleeping. It's getting worse. Tanya, pinched my sciatica nerve while vacuuming my fake grass. Pain was so bad I passed out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All you hear from outside is just...
Is that how you clean that fake grass? You vacuum,
you vacuum
it?
I guess, yeah.
News to me.
This vacuum just sitting there still on. She's like,
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The least extreme ways that you've ever hurt yourself, and there's a lot of them that are still coming in. Got my junk stuck in my zipper. Frank and Beans from There's Something About Mary is not funny anymore.
That is, I mean, I know that's the least extreme, you know, it's not an extreme action zipping up your pants, but, oh God.
I mean, that would give me PTSD, literally.
And buttons only, the 4 or 5 button jeans only.
Which is why I stick with Levi 501 button fly, man. Yeah. That is not,
But is the button fly the worst whenever you really have to go to the bathroom? Oh, no, or do you just like rip it off? Like,
I've got it down to the, it's like a flick of the wrist. Those pants come off.
In the middle of the night, I got up to go to the bathroom, and my black dog, who normally sleeps under the bed, was in my path to the bathroom, and I tripped over her and got a hairline fracture on my knee. I was out of work for 3 days, which caused me to lose my job because it was my third unexcused absence in 6 months. I hated that job. Ended up getting unemployment for 6 months, so it worked out great.
That's the dream. You're living the dream, my friend.
Another one, I was walking to the bathroom in the middle of the night, hit my forehead right in the corner of a bookcase I had moved just before going to bed, gave myself a full-on concussion, and still have a hematoma on my forehead.
Oh.
Walking down my stairs, missed a step, fell through a window, sprained my ankle, busted my head open.
Fell through a window?
Like it was.
Who puts a window at the end
bottom
of the
stairs?
Cover your ears.
Steven is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to play Cover Your Ears. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man?
Hi, good.
So you've heard this game before, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I listen to it every week, and I always yell the answer into the radio, and I know that's going to happen today. I'm going to miss them, and
all right,
everyone's going to be yelling at the radio and know it.
So somebody else will be yelling at you this time around. All right, so pretty simple game. These are all popular alternative songs you've heard a bunch of times over the years. You're just trying to figure out what these songs are based on the very short clips that you're going to hear. I'll play 30 seconds for you. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Of course, what makes it tricky is that these aren't the original songs. They're covered by other people, sometimes with varying quality. If you get 2 out of 3, you win today, okay?
All right.
All right, good. Again, 30 seconds for each one of these. Best of luck to you. Here is song number one in Cover Your Ears. All right, that's enough of that. So if you get the artist and the song, you get a full point. Artist or the song, you get a half point. Any guesses for that first one?
I got this. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes, man. Full point. Well done, man.
I mean, what an artistic interpretation of that fine class.
Was that a saxophone at the beginning? What was that?
Yes, saxophone. Also a keyboard involved. They did not finish that song because they were booed off the stage.
I have no clue.
They were booed off the stage?
They were booed off
the stage. That's unbelievable. All right.
How dare they boo somebody with a sax off a stage?
Can't do that. Can't do that.
That's sax religious. No? That was pretty good.
That was huge.
Okay. All right. So here we go. On to number two. You can actually win it right here, and I'll give you a hint on this one, Steven. There's multiple correct answers for the artist on this one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I can see whomever I choose. Well, I can eat my dinner at a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing, can take away these blues.
Oh, beautiful.
You're going to have to convince me that was not Ian singing.
You guys want to go to a fancy restaurant?
You can win it right here, Steven. What do you got for us?
Nothing Compares to You.
Give me one of the artists that sang it.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Okay. You will.
Okay. The original. Not the best version, but the original.
Are we
sure that wasn't Sinead O'Connor ripping up a picture of the Pope singing right there?
I'm not sure.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So there is some kids that are real life crime fighters down in Phoenix and in San Diego that are on the streets actually trying to stop crime. And they say they're not just a bunch of sexless nerds. They say we are real crime fighters. However, I would petition that is exactly what a bunch of sexless nerds would say about their crime fighting.
They actually said sexless nerds?
Are they dressing up like superheroes?
Yes. They call themselves their Extreme Justice League members. In order to be a part of this society, you must be willing to fight crime and wear a costume.
Okay.
cool.
Extreme Justice League, it's an organization that's a part of the global real-life superhero community.
The more I do work with the XJL, the Extreme Justice League, yes, the closer and the more tight-knit we all become.
Mr. Extreme is a really cool guy. He took me under his wing and taught me everything he knows, and I think that's why I am the kind of superhero I am today.
Mr. Extreme is one of my best friends, and as a person, he is the star-studded example of a human being.
So,
Mr. Extreme,
I'm on.
Shut up.
I'm on the ExtremeJusticeLeague.org. Extreme without the E, just for
nerds!
Reference. And Dave,
yes.
they're in violation of some serious copyright law.
What does it look like?
If you their logo for the Extreme Justice League,
it's the NFL logo.
They
just changed it to XJL.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys.
Let's dime them out. Let's be supervillains. Dime them out.
Dude, I would do that, but we would so get our ass kicked by a bunch of dweebs wearing outfits.
They have a lot of testosterone pent up.
No,
I wouldn't mess with them.
Yeah. So, dude, here's the thing. I remember when I was working down in San Diego like 11, 12 years ago, we interviewed Mr. Extreme.
Oh, he's been a thing for 11, 12 years, but he's built himself. Was it just him at the time?
It was just him
at
the time.
And now he's built a little group out. Wow.
Oh, my God. These people are the worst. Hey, I mean, I get it. We all would like for our cities to have less crime, but a bunch of dummies.
Vigilantes.
In stupid costumes are not going to prevent real crime. You've watched one too many movies, my friends.
If you could be a supervillain, what would your name be?
Jeff Bezos.
Cougars everywhere.
That would be your logo.
Yeah.
So there is an Atari-themed hotel planned for Las Vegas. So as recently announced, Atari last week announced it has signed a licensing agreement with True North Studio, U.S. real estate developer, and GSD Group, which is looking to develop not just Atari-branded hotel here in Las Vegas, but also in eight cities around the country. Yeah. So the Atari-themed hotels will feature common areas with the latest trends in hospitality, focus on the video game universe, and the Atari brand, which seems like quite the throwback. But, I mean, I get how the nostalgia is there for a generation of, 40-year-olds now. Yeah, 40, 50-year-olds.
Even you and I are right on the cusp because we had
Nintendo. When we were young, Nintendo came along, right? And so, it's kind of like the...
You guys weren't playing Atari.
I had an Atari because that was the first gaming system that was out, and I loved it.
Until
Nintendo came along and just blew them out of the water.
I was going to say, that wasn't the game whenever... that wasn't the game.
It wasn't what defined our childhood.
You're getting retired to the attic, my friend. That's what's happening to the Atari when the NES came out. I will say,
Jungle
Game? Do you remember that Jungle Game?
Oh, what was it? Well, here's the games that they're going to have featured. Asteroid, Centipede, and Pong are just going to be some of them. But this seems pretty aggressive with what they're doing.
It was called Pitfall.
Pitfall. There you go. So Las Vegas, Austin,
okay,
Chicago, uh-huh, Denver, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle.
Oh, wow. Those are...
So...
I mean, they're all great cities, but I mean, maybe start with one and see how it goes instead of rolling out eight.
No Pac-Man on there?
No Pac-Man.
I mean, I know that's a Namco game, but I mean... It was on there. But if you think about and no Pitfall, so it's like if you had make the club inside your hotel like just straight up Pac-Man.
Is Pac-Man seats where you just eat your butt when
where
you sit down?
Where everybody's, you're just
handy. Wait a minute. I'll go there.
Mouth
you're
open.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X-1075.
And the ghosts come.
Ghosts chasing you back to your room. Get back in it.
You're right. What happens here only happens here. This is great.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Who on earth collects a bunch of military explosives and hoards them in their houses? Well, this guy does. More than a dozen homes in Northern California had to be evacuated Thursday after emergency responders found hundreds of military explosives inside the residence of a 70-year-old guy who passed away of natural causes. Investigators in Stockton didn't immediately know how the man came to possess the explosives. Following the discovery by Stockton police and paramedics at about 9:10 a.m., a police bomb squad and personnel from Travis Air Force Base had to be called into the scene. An estimated 20 surrounding homes were evacuated, residents gaining access to a Red Cross shelter set up at the local community center. Authorities didn't immediately know if the deceased man had served with the military or if anyone else lived in the home. One neighbor, Dale Boyd, described the man as pleasant, who never caused a problem. But Boyd also said, I didn't know him well.
Why do they even interview the neighbors who don't know these guys?
Right.
Like he seemed nice. I very rarely ever saw him. Yeah, I understand that he had an excess surplus of military bombs hiding in his house.
But I'm sure he was lovely.
Lovely person. He really kept his lawn manicured. Beautiful.
So a woman had to be rushed to the emergency room to have a miniature adult toy.
Removed
after it got lodged in her bladder and continued to buzz as baffled doctors searched for it. The woman, who wished to remain anonymous for obvious reasons, said the incident happened earlier this month after going to dinner with her boyfriend in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, she put it in there and left it?
No. I think that they were messing around and maybe it was a little aggressive, the play. So she revealed that she was wearing...
In a restaurant?
Well... Wait, did it happen at the restaurant?
No.
After the restaurant.
She
they went to dinner.
Wore it as a necklace.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And then after dinner, things happen like they do after dinner
Why
sometimes.
Why would you wear that as a necklace?
You know, there's just a lot to unpack here.
Is it just me, or are you imagining that, like, when the doctors who are doing the operation, do you remember the old game operation when you would touch the side,
the sound
it would make? Her nose turns red. And then all of a sudden, the funny bone's still.
Boyfriend's like, so should we finish? Or what? So a St. Petersburg man tried to carjack an undercover police officer. The man was running from police, tried to carjack a vehicle inside, was an undercover cop. Arrest report details how the police said the incident unfolded at 8:45 p.m. on Wednesday night, which doesn't seem late enough for this to go down. Mm. The 20-year-old, whose name is Donald Stephen Dungray, a 20-year-old named Donald, was arrested on multiple charges, including attempted carjacking. Gulfport police tried to stop him on his bicycle that night for a light violation, but he took off and crashed right into the sergeant's cruiser. That's when he hit the ground. A gun fell out of his waistband. Yeah. He picked up the gun, ran away from the cops, then tossed the gun onto the nearby roof of a diner. Officers later recovered the revolver, had 5 rounds in it. As Dungray was running from the police, an undercover officer was moving into the area to help. As the officer opened the door to his vehicle, Dungray grabbed it, leaned in, said that he was going to take the car. And the cop said, but you're not. The officer hit Dungray with the door, pulled his gun on him. Other officers then caught up, took him into custody. He was violently arrested and also charged with attempting the carjacking, carrying a concealed firearm, resisting arrest, fleeing police, and all sorts of stuff.
And all of this could have been avoided if you wouldn't have run a red light on your bike, you dummy.
Yeah.
Or try to carjack somebody.
But doesn't it seem a little odd? Like, I don't know about, you know, riding a bike while carrying a pistol. Seems like there's the,
it might accidentally go off.
Yeah.
On your person.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
Or your foot.
Trying to shift gears.
It just seems like the sort of thing where you probably don't have it secure in a holster. And so you know.
Probably just in the front basket.
Just keep it in the front basket. Your little dog.
Yeah.
Your miniature palm and your pistol. And finally, a Florida man is accused of pointing lasers at landing planes and injuring a pilot in the process. A dude in Florida facing multiple charges after allegedly pointing lasers at planes trying to land at the airport there in Sarasota. The guy is 41 years old. If you're 15, I get it, maybe.
No one's that bored.
This guy is 41 years old, was arrested Wednesday after he's caught on camera aiming a laser pointer towards planes 4 different times. The sheriff's helicopter tried to locate him, and it didn't take them long because he quickly pointed the laser at the helicopter that the police were in looking for him, and they're like, oh, there he is. And so they went.
And they could reach that far.
They were, some of those lasers can go very far. And, you know, a lot of people like, what's a laser going to do to a plane? If it gets into, you know, the cockpits, the pilots have to see. It gets in there, bounces around, and can seriously harm somebody's retina. But this dummy is in he was on a forklift in a work yard, and he sees the helicopter, and he starts trying to throw rocks at it.
And then to make matters worse,
hundreds of feet in the air.
And you're chucking rocks at it. And then when the cops pull up to him to arrest him, he grabs a hammer and tries to hit him with the hammer.
Was he drunk?
I mean, this guy is just a moron on so many levels. You're like, cool, guess what we have? Guns and tasers, bruh.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message.
after the tone.
Hey guys, this question is mostly for Mahoney because I know how he feels about things. But a week ago, I had a bird crap right on my shoulder. I know the bird wasn't aiming for me or anything, but I feel like revenge needs to be had. Mahoney, how do I tell the bird community that I am not one to mess with? What do I do?
Message deleted.
I would say a bunch of birds on a pike all around your house.
No, no, no. Just every day, calmly go out into your front yard and deep fry a turducken.
A much bigger bird than they are.
Yes. The birds inside of birds, and you're just out there.
And also, the birds 100% did that on purpose. Don't let you fool yourself into that it was an accident.
Have you ever been around somebody who's gotten pooped on by a bird?
It's a glorious occasion.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, it's horrible if it's you. But when it's somebody else.
It's never happened to me. Thank goodness.
It can, me either. If it's a sibling, it's the best. If it's a close friend, it's the best. But even if it's a stranger,
even better.
It's still hilarious.
So good. And
so good.
And also, don't let anybody out there tell you. I know that we're supposed, my wife tells me this all the time, that like, you're better than that, like in seeking revenge and that sort of thing. No, we're not. Revenge will make everything that much sweeter. It doesn't have to be like violent or anything like super malicious, but knowing that you get your revenge in some way, shape, or form really completes the circle. And helps you move on with life. Don't let anybody tell you differently.
Yeah, the only thing better than your ex getting fat is your ex getting fat and pooped on by a bird.
Please leave a message after
by
the tone.
By a fat bird.
Hey, if all of you were single right now, who do you think would slay the hardest in the single scene? I mean, Audrey would obviously get the most action. But who do you think would be, like, the most successful?
Message
I'm picky,
deleted.
So take that back.
You're picky?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, yeah, she would have the most options.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
But she would not get laid the most.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. I truly, really would not. I'm really? Also lazy.
I think Ian would probably, as far as action goes, because he's young and he wants to go out. Like, if this was us, like, 15 years ago.
Look out, world.
Watch out.
Look out.
I don't even want to do, like, Netflix and chill. Can we just go to sleep? I'm just tired.
Seriously.
You want to get a good 7-8 hours of sleep at night and just
you got to come over at 4 p.m.
He's going to date a dead chick. That's it. There you go.
But he's not gonna know it for 3 years.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, do you ever think that maybe you're putting yourself out there too much? You're always posting online and stuff and seem pretty open. You keep anything to yourself? I just couldn't do that stuff.
Message deleted.
No, and I think that is kind of how you know that I'm like a real-life human being. You know what I mean? Like, I don't post everything other than, like, where I'm at, what I'm doing in that exact moment. But, no, I don't have a problem with that. I've always been an open book. And
it'd be pretty annoying if you were trying to, like, be a different person on the radio and online than you were in real life.
Yeah.
Because I do know a lot of those people. In fact, we all do.
Yeah.
Who, like, have a totally different persona that they're trying to keep up. And everyone sees through it. But no, they don't see that everyone sees through it, and so they keep...
Just so fake.
Yeah, you're just like...
Just in general,
just
too.
Be you.
Not even radio people, just like people you know in your life who you see on social media, and it's like, God, you are not that... Like, this is who you are trying to portray, and it's like, we know you, and we see straight through it. It's... I don't know why that makes
you
me
you post
like,
nothing but glamour shots online with you in full makeup and styled by somebody, and then you walk around looking like a dump truck every day. Like
I'm right here.
Like me?
No, I am right here, sir.
You look awful, but I still love you.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So a Largo woman from Florida was arrested on Friday for misusing 911 by calling and texting the number to make a non-criminal complaint about her husband, police said. Police say that Sylvia Shoemaker, 69 years old, used 911 multiple times via text and phone to ask for things like a counselor and how to file for divorce. I think that is an emergency sometimes. You're like, when you need out pronto. When you hit that point, you're like, I am done. I'm out of here.
Maybe a 411. Maybe a 411.
It's 311?
No, 411's information.
Information.
Oh, just regular information,
yes.
Not the non-emergency number. Got it. Okay.
Can you connect me to a divorce attorney, please?
It was 1:50 in the morning on a Friday morning, and she was reportedly highly intoxicated. She's arrested and charged with misuse of the 911 system, which must mean that she was really annoying when the cops showed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Because normally you would be like, okay,
right,
this
lady,
woman's going
just,
through
yeah.
some emotional yeah. stuff. Right now, but the fact that they hauled her in, oof.
Yeah, it's not great. So speaking of the police, they actually got some help from some psychics. So psychics told a Kentucky sheriff that they had a premonition that he would find a teen girl safe, and they were proven right. Franklin County Sheriff, who's his name is Chris, he asked a group of mediums to help him find a 17-year-old by the name of Haley Martin, who was reported missing back on January 13th. A day after she disappeared, she was found on Friday in another jurisdiction. And the thing is that this group of local psychics met on Thursday evening at the house where she was last seen, and they all agreed. The consensus was that you would find her the next day in the neighboring county, and they did. So the psychics were right.
The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
R.I.P. Miss Cleo.
The girl disappeared after breaking up with her boyfriend, according to deputies. The cops said that three adults may be facing charges for helping her avoid being found. Basically, she was hanging out with other dudes, like older guys, and breaking into houses and stuff. She's a dirtbag.
I'm glad that she was found safe. Yeah. And like, because we hear so many of these stories that don't end up this way. But Audrey, let me ask you, do you believe in psychics?
No. Honestly, the first thing that my mind went to was these mediums knew where she was and they were a part of it. But then after that, like, I mean, honestly, Kentucky's pretty small and the counties are actually, whenever they say it's in a different county, it's like five cities in one county, right? So you're saying in one county over, they're looking
really
kind of in a wide net.
Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, never been, sure, it's lovely, suspended their new football coach, Morris Berger, on Monday, after he said in an interview that the school's student-run paper, that it was second to none, and that they were leading it like Adolf Hitler, who was able to lead second to none as well. And that, quote, you can't deny that he wasn't a great leader.
Wait, so he's trying to compliment them?
I think so.
Because second to none means you're the best.
He was a great leader.
Okay, and then he went to quote Hitler?
Yeah, and he also said that if he could have dinner with any historical figure, it would be Adolf Hitler.
Jeez Louise.
This guy sucks.
Okay, that's, maybe suspension might be a little easy in that particular case.
Also, I'm not sure how good the football program is at the Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, but my guess is that you can probably find another coach to do
your D4 job. Yeah.
Like, I think you're all right, like, digging somebody else up when
just get the local high school coach. He'd be
talking
better
about how great Hitler is. Yeah, shut up, loser. You loser.
Wow, that just made Morris. Me heated.
Yeah, you're not part of the master race, Morris Berger.
And finally, 7 in 10 millennials consider themselves plant parents, according to new research.
I'm a plant mama.
Shut up.
They're both dead.
Get out of this room.
I'm nursing them back to life. It's not going well.
I'm calling CPS on you.
PPS? I don't know.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the unlikely candidates are coming to Las Vegas. They are going to be over at Backstage Bar and Billiards, and we have some free tickets if you are the first person in with the correct answer for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
It's the largest bag.
It's like a 2-pound bag.
Yeah.
And she was
2.2 pounds.
It's 2.2 pounds.
Damn.
So she's standing over the trash can and hand-picking out each one at a time and throwing it away.
Yep.
So Audrey has this weird thing when it comes to her trail mix. Mm-hmm. And she also, I learned via social media, that you also hate pretzels.
Yeah.
In trail
dry.
Mix?
They have to be dipped in something.
Oh, my goodness.
They're so
dry. You are
dry.
So high maintenance.
You are a monster.
What is wrong with you? God.
Why? How are these not? How did we not vet these things beforehand, Dave?
If we'd only known.
If we'd only known.
You know what? This is perfect, because if you like both of them, then I can give you a nice mix of pretzels and
You're giving the answer away again.
Pretzels.
Pretzels and something else. What is that other thing? The unlikely candidates, again, coming to Las Vegas, and the first person in with the correct answer gets tickets to the show on Tuesday, March 9th, over at Backstage Bar and Billiards. This one is going to be tricky. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jen.
Jen, what's the correct answer?
Raisins.
Raisins.
Right. It's honestly not a secret. I talk about it pretty frequently. On all social media.
Text line,
it's my 2020 platform.
The text line is calling you an anti-raisite.
It's true. I am anti-raisins.
A raisinist.
Also true.
Jen, thanks for listening today. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a love.
spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.